Well, we find this ruling to be very significant, and it is going to be a test case for the rule of law in our country. We have noted previously that under the Mugabe dispensation, there was complete disrespect for the law. So with the pronouncements that have been made by the current government that they would want to abide by the rule of law, we expect them to comply with the order of the court, to respect the courts, and to pay the damages to our client. In the event that they choose not to, then that would then be open to interpretation by Zimbabwe as to what they can make of that, and they can make their own conclusion. But as lawyers, we have played our part, and we have obtained judgment.
In its defense, what was the Ministry of Home Affairs saying about this beating?
Well, the ministry and the police were disowning the police officers who assaulted our client, and claimed that they had no knowledge or had not deployed any police officers to or around the Rotten Row courts where our client was assaulted. But, I mean, obviously that does not make sense. That's ridiculous. We do not have a situation in Zimbabwe where people can go around in uniform, police uniform, and beat up people. Clearly those are police officers, and the court agreed with us and granted us judgment.
But obviously there were pictures and videos of the police officers beating up Mrs. Chinyerere. Were those not presented as evidence, and did they still deny that they were members of the police force?
Yes, they did. They did. They disowned those specific police officers seen on those videos and on the pictures, on the basis that the officer commanding Harare is not the one who deployed police officers, and on that particular day, he had not deployed any police officers. So basically, they were saying they do not know who those people are, which I think is ridiculous.